Good evening. Here we are live from the Lions Den, the Carrum Cricket Club, Thursday night. And it's about 10 to 9. So first of all, I'd like to welcome everyone out there in radiocarrum.org land. I'm David Notman, the president of the Carrum Cricket Club. My co-host this evening is...
John Mitchell.
Johnny, first of all, can you just introduce yourself to all the young kids out there listening to the Carrum Cricket Club radio show?
Yeah, g'day everybody. My name's John Mitchell, obviously. I'm a teacher at St. Louis de Montfort's Primary School, which you would play against in your inter-school sport. But also, I am also in the role of an under-13 coach down here at Carrum Cricket Club. And tonight we would like to be looking for new players, so hopefully you can come on down.
Just on top of that, John, obviously we run a junior cricket program here. We have under-11s, and they play on Friday evenings, that's correct. At the moment, we're still looking for plenty more under-11s, so all you kids out there that aren't doing anything on Friday evenings, get your mum and dad to get onto the Carrum Cricket Club website and register your interest. We've got a Facebook site for the kids to get on and have a look, and really important that come down and enjoy a summer sport, because it's great. And in under-11s, you get to have a bat and a bowl, and it's very inclusive, unlike a lot of other sports.
Absolutely. The under-13s, we play more serious game of cricket, a proper game of cricket, and we play on a Sunday morning, 8:30 to 11:30, and it'd be great to see a few more kids coming down and play the great game of cricket.
And those that are interested in coming down, we train for the under-11s and under-13s at 4:30 on a Wednesday night. So obviously John Mitchell will be here as one of the coaches. We've got one of the young guys from our first 11, Dylan Steeds, quite keen on doing the under-11s coaching, so come down and meet them. We've also got our under-15s and under-17s train on the same evening. So anyone out there that wants to come down and have a hit of cricket, come down and meet some new people, more than welcome to come down any time. On top of that, John, anything else you'd like to add about the juniors?
No, we are looking, obviously, for new players. The kids who are involved at the moment really enjoying themselves. They had a great improvement last year. Some of the kids played under-11s last year and have moved up, but quite a few of those boys have also still in the 11s side, so there's a few core players there that we're looking forward to have a improved game this year, and hopefully we'll get some more other boys and girls along.
Well, thanks for that, John. And as John's got a primary school teacher, also a registered cricket coach or level 2?
I'm a level 2 coach.
Which is pretty much, you can coach any cricket team in Australia, basically.
Pretty much, yes.
And brings a lot of wealth of experience. He's played a lot of district cricket, and he also is an ex-member of the Carrum First 11. So you've got a great mentor and coach there, so come down and have a hit.
Yep. We also have another ex-district cricketer called Kenny Watts, who's helping out. He's boy Dion, who goes to Patterson Lakes Primary School. He is playing under-11s this year, and Kenny is helping out at this stage, so there's someone else that you can speak to.
On top of that, what we might do is we might get a next Carrum Primary School student. I don't know, how would we describe him, Marcus? I don't know. He does like to chat a bit, so I won't have any problem getting any words out of him. He plays in our under-15s. Are you captain this year, Lawson? Not captain this year. Anyway, I'd like to introduce Lawson Power. If you want to come over and join me, Lawson, thanks for that, John, and look forward to hopefully seeing some new kids down at the cricket club next Wednesday night.
See you at 4:30 Wednesday night down here at Roy Dorr, everybody.
And those who don't know where Roy Dorr Reserve is, it's on. You can either come down in Graham Road in Carrum or Dyson Road in Carrum. Anyway, welcome to Carrum Cricket Club Radio Show, Lawson.
Hello very much, everybody.
The reason why I've got you here is obviously being part of our junior program and obviously being an ex-student of Carrum Primary School, and you know Marcus that's running the carrumradio.org.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about your experience and your times here at the Carrum Cricket Club?
Since the very start, I've been very well looked after. You know, starting here in under-11s when I was about 9 years old, it's always been a great environment, great bunch of people to have around you.
What's one of the things that keeps you coming back each year to the Carrum Cricket Club?
I play with a great bunch of boys, and you know, we have a lot of fun out in the field. Just, it's all about the fun.
And that's right, it's all about fun, and everyone gets a go, don't they? Especially in under-11s, you all get a bat and a bowl.
Yeah, it works. We are, you bat in pairs, and you get a limited amount of overs per pair, so yeah, it works pretty well.
And what's the one thing that you've probably taken most out of it? Obviously, you've learned a lot, you've developed, your cricket's come on right, you know, remarkably well over the last few years. And what are you, 14 now?
Yes, I'm 14.
14 years old, and just for everyone out there, he's playing his first game in the second 11 in the senior cricket side, which is a remarkable achievement in itself. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations on that. And anything else you'd like to say, anyone, any of your students out there at Karen Primary School or Patterson Lakes Primary School that might be listening?
First, thank you very much for your kind praise and words. But I don't know, it'd just be great to come down and see some new boys in this club because it's a great environment. It'd be just good to have you around.
Thanks, Lawson. That's greatly appreciated. And that's hearing it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. Someone that's gone through our program since he was about 9 years old, and he's now 14 and playing in our second 11, and it's got a really bright future. And also a member of the local Karen Patterson Lakes Football Club as well. Well, we are, as usual, here we are, a summer sport, and the weather hasn't been too favourable for us. And it's amazing. Our first round last week, well, amazing. Here we are, 27 on Thursday, out there in the training in the heat, and then come Saturday afternoon, well, you wouldn't believe it. The clouds open up and the rain came. Just to run through a little bit of what happened over the weekend. Our first 11 played Baden Powell down at Frankston. Really looking forward to a great year from our first 11. We've captained by Sean Foster, who's an ex-junior cricketer here, and has just come back from playing cricket at Casey South Melbourne, which is a great achievement itself, playing district cricket. And as a 21-year-old, he's come back to captain our first 11 this year. So we're really hoping to get off to a really flying start last week. Bit disappointing the fact that we didn't get the win, but remarking myself that we've got five kids under the age of 18 playing in our first 11 that have all played junior cricket here. So I think that just sort of emphasises what a good junior cricket program we do have here and how much time we do put into the kids, and they do get a great deal out of it. So anyway, they didn't get across the line. They were chasing 140-odd and got rolled for 112, which is a bit disappointing. Just like to mention Matthew Donegan, who was new to our club last year and made a really good 48. And other than that, pretty much not much to speak about the first 11. But hopefully looking forward to a better result this week. And they play at home to Somerville, which would be a great game. Somerville are up there and about as well. So I hope you're looking for a much better improvement this week. The second 11 last week, amazingly, I played in the seconds last week and we managed to play right through the rain, which is quite incredible. And we didn't finish till 20-7, so it was officially dark at about 5:45. As cars were driving to the car park with their lights on, we were still playing, and remarkably we managed to get 40 overs in each, and we made 165 of our 40 overs, and which was a pretty good effort considering the first game and not a lot of blokes that had a hit. And we put Baden Powell came into bat after that, and we ended up getting them all out for 127. And just a special mention there is our captain Mitch Digger, who's only a young fellow himself, 20-year-old, and he's also coach of our under-17s. His first game as skipper for the second 11 at Carrum. He had a fantastic game. He made 48 and took 5 wickets, and at one stage he was on a hat-trick. So just like to make a special mention to Mitch there, fantastic effort. I was going to have a co-host for this, Timmy Hewlett, a man of many words, but he's disappeared. Timmy, he's just coming over now. Just want to get Timmy Hewlett to come over and join me at the microphone. Thanks, John, and thanks. That was Johnny Mitchell to say goodbye. Anyway, I'll straight over to Timmy, and welcome to Karen Cricket Club Radio Show.
Thanks, Noddy. Thanks for having me.
No, it's my pleasure. Just give a bit of a rundown already on the first and the seconds briefly. What was any of your highlights from the game last week here at Roy Doyle Reserve?
Well, I dropped an absolute sitter of a catch when we had a mate down and it was still light.
Yeah, that
which
was
may or may not have cost us the game. Luckily, Baden Powell decided to be good sports and play in the dark.
Yeah, they were very good sports. And as I was just saying earlier, we finished it at about 20-7 and that was pretty well pitch black. And I was keeping and I couldn't see the ball at all.
Yeah, well, their number 11 batsman didn't seem to have too much trouble seeing it. He hit by Goldsworthy and Jason Chookson around for a few at the end there, ruined their
figures. Yeah, but it was nice of them to keep playing the dark. They could have walked off earlier, but that we played the spinners and at least we all got a game of cricketing, which was great. The thirds, captained by one of the club legends here, Peter Kirk. After half an hour in the rain, they thought it was all a bit too hard and they wanted to come back into the clubhouse, which is hardly surprising.
Proceeded to sit there and sledge us after having a few tinnies on the balcony, which is always good fun when you're fielding out there in front of them.
Yes, obviously we don't encourage alcohol drinking here on a Saturday at cricket, certainly when you're playing, but obviously if it's drinking in licensed premises, it's totally acceptable.
Absolutely.
Within the boundaries of the confines of the sports club here. Looking to this week, Timmy, coming up against Somerville, how do you see the first 11?
Well, look, the first, I mean, we played them down at Somerville last year and we made about 180 and we bowled about, I think, 10 overs at the end of the day on the first day and we had them 3 for 20. and we got washed out the following week. And the two in the seconds, I think we rolled them for about 150, and then we were about 5 for 100 when we got washed out. So first and seconds both have pretty good records against Somerville. I think you played, and it was 2 years ago. We made about 270 down there in the seconds, and we gave them quite a beating.
Yeah, we did actually, and they hadn't lost a game at that stage. Yeah. So Somerville always a very good side, and obviously it'd be good for the ones to bounce back this week and get a win under their belt. 2 day cricket, I think we're a better 2 day side with the side we got on paper this week.
Absolutely, I think look, especially someone like Sean Foster will sort of come into his own. I think he was maybe even a little bit nervous last week, obviously coming off a big season in district cricket and then stepping straight into the breach as the ones captain. I think maybe just a little bit of pressure and a bit of expectation, but I think sort of get the nerves out of the way and the two-day cricket this week will really suit him.
Yeah.
I think he and Dan Paulson and Josh Dent, especially really good two-day batsmen, should be in for a few runs.
Yeah, and you're right, and you hit the nail on the head there. Obviously, we got a good start, and obviously last week in the one-day game we did, with Josh Jett and Matthew Donegan getting a fantastic opening partnership, but then we fell away, sort of.
Certainly did fall away.
Yeah, and none for 60 to be six for about 90-odd, so obviously looking to get a good start up in the top order.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, obviously the key to two-day cricket is to have wickets in hand to drink, so about the 20-over mark, I mean, out here at Carrum, pretty lush ground, hard to score runs, so if you can be no wickets down for about, you know, 40 or 50 off the 20-overs, set yourself up for the later overs when you can start to chance your arm and go hit the ball over the top, which is one of the only ways to hit fours out here at Carrum.
Absolutely, and until the council starts cutting that grass a little bit shorter. But, yeah, hopefully they get a win under their belt this week and it's put us in good stead for the rest of the season. It's always good to get wins in early in the season. Seconds at away to Somerville. A few changes this week in the seconds due to a few unavailabilities.
Yeah, quite a few changes. I mean, it's a little bit disappointing in a way to have someone like Dave Falconer, the Falcon, come back into the side after a two-year hiatus last year and look really, really good. And but he's unavailable this week because he decided he's going to go and see Mumford & Sons in Brisbane.
Oh, okay. So, well, he's obviously got his priorities skewed there,
hasn't
he?
Well, at least he's not at the races. Yeah, like I said, at least he's not at the Spring Carnival like about six of the others are.
Yeah, a little bit. It's always difficult, the start of cricket season, the footy, the hangover footy season, then the Spring Carnival. I don't know what we need to do about cricket season, whether we need to put it back a bit, but those that put their names up and have a hit in a bowl this week, I think it will do well. The seconds, obviously, Mitch will be looking at another big game from Mitch Digger.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's the cornerstone of our side, obviously, last week, making 48 in difficult conditions and then taking 5 for 20.
Yeah.
I think of his 10 overs, he really, if he plays well, we're pretty hard to beat. Yeah.
Obviously, took over for some fairly big shoes he filled from Pete Ridgway last year, who one of the best second 11 captains I've ever played under.
Yeah, he was pretty good last year, Ridgie. I think he made 70 in his first two games, and then he started taking the ball a bit more and took a few wickets. It's a hard act to follow, but he's done about as well as he could have expected first game. So.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, we certainly do miss the young Ridgeways coming up with the first junior games under 11s. Obviously, he don't start till next week, but young Dill will be sorely missed there, and obviously Sammy will be missed. But hopefully they're having a great time up there in the coast in the sun, lucky
well,
buggers.
I'm sure that I'm sure they're listening because they're very dedicated towards Carrum, these young fellas. And if you are listening, Dylan, Sammy, you need to pull up. But yeah, it's always nice to have a little bit of banter around before the game, and the kids running around and making a nuisance themselves. It
eating,
provides a really good atmosphere.
Eating their fresh pasta and their snow peas and their beans and their carrots.
Yeah, I've never ever seen anyone eat uncooked pasta before. I think it's a Ridgewayism.
Yeah, so unusual Ridgewayism. Yeah, no, well put. Yeah, well, okay. Well, hopefully you yourself can get a few runs this week. You looked okay, at the start.
Yeah, crunching it on drive straight to the pegs was a bit disappointing for me. I think I might have got out two balls later. So hopefully I can eliminate the mental lapses that I seem to have from time to time and put a few runs on the board.
Yeah, and those mental lapses seem to be a little bit more regular than not. But hopefully we can work on the mental side of your game and you can certainly improve. Obviously, like you said, everyone we got a lot of starts last week in the twos. A lot of guys got to 20-odd and just didn't go on with it. But hopefully, I know some will be thereabouts again in the seconds. They're always very strong. Our third 11, captained by Peter Kirk, playing at home again.
The great Peter Kirk.
Yeah, so as mentioned earlier in this program, we've got a lot of outs because of the Spring Carnival, weddings and people going off on holidays up the coast doing surfing safaris.
The Falcon going past there, seeing Mumford & Sons, as I mentioned before.
Yes, they're playing at home against Sky. A lot of changes. We've got some big names in the thirds this week. Jimmy Spence.
Yeah, making a a return to the club. He retired and then one game retirement and he's back.
Well, he was here all last week watching, so it's a hard game to get out of. Even if retiring, and that phone call, the wives all dread on a Saturday morning or a Thursday night, come and fill in for cricket for us.
I think the lure of another ton's always a big... It's a big bit of bait for the Tin Man.
It'll be interesting to see if Kirky actually gives him the keeping gloves, because he's got a side blessed with keepers, having the great Dallas Power in there as well.
He certainly does. I thought they named Dallas in the seconds.
Well, there you go.
I was of the opinion that it was Dallas and Lawson, the father-son combination.
Oh, yes, you are right. That's a great achievement too.
Yeah, as Jeremy Grove said before, the Power Cricket Factory, they just seem to produce them.
Yes, and which is quite amazing, because considering the thirds got washed out, they've been promoted. Obviously, that's probably a good thing for Dallas, because we didn't get to see him do anything, so we can promote him on his potential rather than his actual ability.
Well, the drop catch I mentioned before that I put down last week, I could actually hear Dallas from his position where he was watching, yelling at me and telling me that I should have swallowed that catch. So it'll be nice to be out there with him, and hopefully he has surer hands than I did last week.
You've got to remember that Dallas has always worn big leather gloves, and it's a lot easier to catch a ball in leather gloves with the box and pads and everything else than what it is with the cricket ball.
It certainly is. I think the number of broken fingers he sustained over the journey would be a testament to the fact that he doesn't always get his hands in the right position.
Yes, and does like diving around and making a song and dance about wicketkeeping. He makes wicketkeeping appear a lot harder than it really is.
I think that's
it. No, he's very good at it.
He is very good at it, but you've put it very well there. He makes the very easy look difficult, and the difficult look ridiculously easy.
But he does it with just great composure, and his sound effects when he does keep is something you really need to listen to.
I'll tell you what, if we had Stump Mike down at Carrum like I do when the Australians play, it'd be quite a listen after it. You'd get about 3 hours of absolute comic gold.
Yeah. So the thirds are home at Sky. I think that's why a lot of the blokes want to play in the thirds. They play their first five games at home.
I think that's always a good draw card. Now, I want to make a special mention to a great mate of mine, Ryan Matthews, who's wandered back down to the club, much like the Falcon, after a bit of a hiatus. They both played in a junior premiership with me in under-17s, and they've been a bit lost to the cause recently, but they've just found their way back, and it's good to see him back in the thirds.
No, that's terrific, and it's always good to see people return, or new people, and as we said earlier, especially... want to see new kids. Even your dad's out there, if you know, obviously if your wives or your partners give you the bit of a pass out for a Saturday, or even just come over and introduce yourself, come down and have a Coke or a beer and just come in and say hello.
Just get involved, really. I mean, that's all about. I mean, one of the biggest challenges we face as a club, and obviously this week with sort of struggling to field three sides, is just getting the right volume of people around the club. And it's obviously a lot easier to entice people to have a game if you get people coming down at 6 o'clock for a beer after a hard Saturday at the field. They're always more inclined to say yes to a game as opposed to just ringing them up on the phone and hounding them a la Nick
Fry. And that's the thing, and I think that's part of this radio, carrum.org, is a great forum for us to get out there and speak to people that we don't know or we don't see on a regular basis. And obviously, you know, with all the kids out there listening, and hopefully their mums and dads are monitoring and being aware of what they're listening to and doing on the internet.
Well, at least if they're listening to us, they're not watching Beauty and the Geek at the moment, which can only be a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even know that show, but
it's on Twitter, mate. You have to check it out on Twitter.
Okay, I don't know anything about Twitter either, but I'm in sort of that demographic where we're a little bit lost in when it comes to regard to modern technology. Just want to touch briefly on our Milo Into Cricket program, which is going to be starting up. And that's a great program for kids that are from the age of 5 to 9 year olds, and that have really never had anything to do with cricket, never played cricket before, and just want to come down and get some ball skills, meet some new kids. Obviously a great network for parents to meet new people as well in the area, because not necessarily everyone comes from the same school. Last year we started up for the first year, and we had about 17 or 18 kids. And this year we're hoping to even, you know, have more kids and broaden that to, you know, hopefully 20 or 30, even up to 40.
Well, obviously that's the goal, is to build the numbers of kids. And I think one thing that obviously really helps is having someone like Omar, the Guru Ack, running the Milo Cricket. I mean, he's great with the kids, and his assistant, Jacko Fry. I mean, they did an excellent job last year. And I mean, they were on Thursday night just before we start senior training. And I went and watched a few times. And even old Billy, Omar's father-in-law, came down and gave a hand. And I think that the most important thing is obviously creating an environment where the kids enjoy coming. Because whether they're, you know, interested in cricket or not, if all their mates are going in and having a laugh and a good time and learning a few skills along the way, that's the main thing.
And you hit the nail on the head there. I dropped my son off, Toby, who did Milo cricket last year and can't wait for it to start this year. And I dropped him off at a friend's house for a play date on Sunday afternoon. And his mum said, oh, you know, I jumped on the Carrum Cricket Club website and read all about the Milo cricket, and Jackson can't wait to come down and have it. She goes, he doesn't know anything about cricket, but his mates are going to play. And that's you know, that's one thing, it's one way to get kids involved. And then the parents come down, they see how well organised it is. So just on touching on that, is our registration day for Milo cricket is Thursday the 1st of November, and going to be here at 5 o'clock at the Roy Door Reserve at the over at the cricket nets. We're going to put on a sausage sizzle. For the year, it costs $70, and for that, the kids get a full pack. They get a day pack, they get a water bottle, a shirt, a hat, a cricket bat, a ball. So it's great value. The club itself doesn't make any money. Basically, you pay for the pack for the year, and the kids just walk away happy as Larry. The first day is the most exciting day to see them get their packs. They just lights their faces up.
Absolutely. I mean, as you say, it is non-for-profit. I mean, we're not doing this for our own personal gain. This is just it's a great opportunity for young kids to get involved in the game of cricket and form good friendships. Because, I mean, I mean, you'd be the same, Noddy. A lot of my best mates have formed through either cricket or football, and the programs like Auskick and Milo Cricket are the best way to start making friends. Like, it's just, you can't sort of put a price on friendships that you make through sport. It's funny how you bond with guys that you've played sport with for a long time. Like, it's a really important part of a kid's development. And as I said, with the people who we've got running it down here, it's a really good environment to bring young kids down and introduce them to a great game that we all love playing.
And that's right, Timmy. And so if anyone's interested, jump on the Carrum Cricket Club website. I know for the fact that Radio Carrum Org's got a link to our cricket website. So obviously if anyone's listening out there, hopefully you're all listening and paying attention, get mum or dad to jump on the website and have a look. And we've got a whole Milo Inter Cricket program. Basically a questionnaire. It's probably about 20 questions. Everything that you would possibly think of asking us, we've sort of pretty much answered for you already. And you can register online, and then so we have some idea who's going to turn up. But come down on the 1st of November, Thursday night, meet Omar Ack and Billy Venson and Jackson Fry. Jackson Fry plays in our first 11.
He's quite the play, young Jackson. The kids really enjoy seeing him send them down. He bowls at quite a pace.
So come down and meet the coaches, and obviously the senior cricket club will be training the same night. So bring your dad down and your mum and come down and say hello, and I'll hopefully be down there to say hello as well, and hopefully Timmy, and you'll get to put a name to the face, or a name to the voice, I should say.
Well, yeah, a name to the voice would be the right way to describe it, mate. I mean, people would see my head and go, well, that guy is fit for radio.
I think we're both probably fit for radio.
Well, yeah, between my physique and your good looks, we're certainly built for it, mate.
Anyway, just on that, I think we're going to close it up now. But obviously, having our first live Carrum Cricket Club radio program live from the Lions down here at Carrum has been fantastic. Again, I'd like to thank Marcus Mulcahy from the Carrum Primary School. It's fantastic, the fact that he's given his time up in his own time to come down and allowing us to have this forum to get out there and speak to the community. And hopefully the community listens and comes down and say hello to Carrum Cricket Club, and come and say hello to David Notman. That's me, Noddy, the president, and...
And, say hello to myself, Tim Hewitt. You might know me, you won't know me as Tim, you'll know me as Herb or Philly, or even Norm, apparently I'm being known as now. So any of those names, I'm more than approachable.
So again, I'd just like to say that. And just on winding up, just like to say a couple of our sponsors, the Carrum Patterson Lake Sports Club, who are amazing sponsors of ours for a long time. Also got Fine Line Printing, Neil Collier, who looks after us.
Does a sensational job, Neil. Yeah.
And obviously, clubs like us, putting a cricket club on the park each week costs a significant amount of money. And without sponsors like him, we've got Hocking Stewart in Chelsea, Marina Pizza. We're well fed from Marina Pizza, Freddie up there.
Absolutely. If you're ever starving, head down to Marina Pizza just on Station Street there in Carrum. It's quite a feed.
And drop the Carrum Cricket Club name, and he'll certainly look after you. But after that, I think we're pretty much going to sign off for our first official live show here at the Lions Den.
Oh, it's been good, mate. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. And thanks again, Marcus.